Could you define the word paranoiac? Could you define it in more detail?
The name is paranoia critical method, because it's one spontaneous method of knowledge based in the instantaneous association of delirious material. Everything appears in my life delirious, antagonistic, impossible put together. My method instantaneous create this miracle. It's two completely different kinds of imagination. One is the romantic imagination. Your country is represented by the marvelous painters of Raphaelite, Burgeons, Rossetti. These people live in one dream, but this dream is completely subjective, neurotic. Immediately, you is away to this dream disappears. It's not possible to prove that this delirious exists. In my case, it's absolutely of the contrary, because my kind of imagination is the contrary of Pre-Raphaelite. The same consistency que one rock of this country. It's construct heavy material and classic. It's not romantic, it's completely romantic, completely classic. For this, it's necessary proof in one book the relationship between this classical Mediterranean landscape, the same landscape of Cresc, create a fantastic mythology, Greek antiquity, and my monstrosities, imaginary monstrosities, is the same kind of solid rock shell.
Yes, I understand that the geology, what you see here, confirms the images. The images are your private images in Dali's head.
Exactly.
But painted out, they correspond to a reality.
Exactly, because my delirium is injected and sublimated in these rocks and in this geology. There's many kinds of imagination, the romantic imagination almost never exists on rock. It's only for music, evanescent visions of Nordic countries, no? Valkyria, everything is completely musical. This also is very clear in my mustache, because my mustache is the contrary of the mustache of Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche is the depressive mustache, plenty of music and folk and romanticism, and the Dali mustache is exactly the same as two erected scissors, completely metallic, the same color rocks of this country. For this is essential one book, plenty of fantastic rocks and fantastic canvas, because this is the only manner true. The medium of the geology, the landscape, and the rocks penetrate the kind of paranoid imagination of Salvador Dali.
The rocks and the landscape are backgrounds to your pictures, as they are in the old masters. They're always there. In Mantegna, you have the landscape.
When you tell Mantegna perhaps is one of the most concerned painter in geology, because in this crucifixion there's plenty of not only rocks but fossils, mountains, structures of landscape. You never look rocks in Dante Gabriel Rossetti, ni in Delacroix, ni in any kind of romantic poet or Baudelaire is only le bat flowers, le perfumes, le folly, le evanescent visions. But Mantegna possess this terrestrial quality of imagination, which is the prerogative of the Greece and the Renaissance.
I've spoken about the landscape, but other Dali images associated with people's minds are the crutches in the picture on sleep, crutches, the drawers coming out. If they're the same, this is not Port Ligard, this is not geology.
No, yes, this is also, but it's a little more tricky. The Cabo Creus, only 20 minutes of here, there's one fantastic delirium of rocks again, and these rocks is formed in two completely contrary kind structures. One is the soft rocks, is the Zenka lava, you know, completely the Zenka my soft watches. And the other is very dry, very erected, almost gothic and incisive. Or between these two, the soft and the stiff, Dali bored constantly, and the crotches is only for much more solidity in some soft and melting structures, and the other scenes from the drawers is only for create order in this chaos.